It is 3:32, and we are back on News on the Hill, and it is time to talk some sports. So I have brought in our sports reporter, Mr. Michael Coe. Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I am excited for some sports to get going. As much as I love baseball, that's all we've had for a while.
Yeah.
So we're about to get a whole slate of fall sports from UNC, so I'm curious what you've got your eye on going into this season.
Yeah, so one program that I'm really interested in watching this season is the women's soccer program. They did not have a great year by their very lofty standards last fall. They missed the ACC tournament for the first time in program history, and they went one and done. They lost their first game in the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history. So not a satisfactory year for Anson Dorrance and company. The good news is, though, that they're getting back a really hot shot forward recruit that they had on their roster last year. Last year would have been her freshman year. This is Allie Centnor, but she tore her ACL during a preseason scrimmage and was lost for the entire year. But she has played on the international stage. She's actually in Costa Rica right now with the FIFA, with the U.S. under 20 team at the FIFA under 20 World Cup. So she's playing against the best of the best in her age group, and I think she's really going to give that program a boost. I've got high hopes for the women's soccer team this fall.
It should be interesting. They've never actually been in this circumstance before, have they?
Right, yeah. It's really unprecedented. People abuse the word unprecedented, but last year really was unprecedented for women's soccer.
So women's soccer's on your mind. What else? What else are you looking at in fall sports?
Well, field hockey is going to be an interesting season. They, like the women's soccer team, did not have a great year by their lofty standards. It was the end of their three-peat bid, or the end of their four-peat bid, I should say. They had three-peated before that. But this is also the last season of Erin Mattson at UNC. This is her fifth and final year of eligibility. One of the most accomplished athletes to ever step foot on UNC's campus, and that is saying a lot. Erin Mattson has won 3 national titles. She has multiple National Player of the Year honors, Offensive Player of the Year honors from the ACC. She scored her 100th goal for the Tar Heels last season. You know she's going to want to go out with a bang, so I will be interested to see how field hockey does.
It's my understanding she's also an author on chapelborough.com.
That's right, a very accomplished author, yeah. WCHL columnist, Erin Mattson. That's how
exactly.
We'll introduce her from now on.
So what else? Should we talk about quarterbacks while we're talking about things we're paying attention to?
No real updates on that front. Mac is he's playing that one very close to the chest. He did say that he's planning on making the announcement the week before, or the week of the Florida A&M game.
So he can be asked on the Monday before that game?
Yeah, that's when he's announcing it, the right. Monday before the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected it any earlier, the gamesmanship of not letting the other team know.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, football, their first game is obviously August 27th against Florida A&M. But they do have some pretty big home games in the early part of the season. They have 2 road games immediately after the Florida A&M game at Appalachian State and at Georgia State. And then they have a bye week, and then they come home to play Notre Dame on September 24th. That is going to be a big, big game. Carolina could come into that 3-0. You never know. Those are 3 winnable games that they have, obviously non-Power 5, and one of them is FCS. And I just think about the last time Carolina hosted Notre Dame was during the 2020 COVID season, when there were only a limited amount of fans available to come to the stadium. And that would have been a sellout game, would have been an awesome atmosphere because both teams are ranked at the time. So I feel like this game in 2022 can sort of make up for that lost opportunity 2 years ago.
Right. Any other sports you want to touch on before we move on to other topics?
Right. So men's basketball and women's basketball both obviously have high expectations going into the season. They do the bulk of their work in the spring, but they do start in the fall. Men's basketball is playing an exhibition against Johnson C. Smith on October 28th. Their first official game is against UNC Wilmington on November 7th. Women's basketball season gets underway 2 days after that in Carmichael Arena against Jackson State.
Any other specific games across any sports coming up this fall that you're looking forward to?
Well, I tell you, field hockey, they opened their game against, they opened their season, excuse me, against Michigan in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Michigan beat Carolina last season. Carolina beat Michigan 2 years ago in the national championship in Chapel Hill. So there's some history between those two schools. That's going to be an exciting season opening game.
Excellent. Yeah, and there's I see the women's soccer schedule, too, is just loaded with double-ranked opponents, including the first game against Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee's number 11, UNC's number 10. Unfortunately, a lot of their really really big games are either neutral site or just away. For instance, they're playing at number one Florida State toward the end of the season. That's going to be a big, big game. Florida State defending national champions, obviously. But they do have two really big home games, one on September 4th against number 13 UCLA, one on September 17th against number 4 Virginia. So two pretty big games.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of really good competitions across all sports.
Yeah, 100%.
So we have a little bit of time left, and I wanted to make sure we had time for this because I wanted to ask if there are any storylines that are kind of general about UNC sports that you're following, and I think we both probably know where this is going to go.
Yeah. I mean, it was an announcement that was just made today, so it's pretty close to breaking news. Carolina announcing that they're launching an NIL exchange that's officially licensed by the university in partnership with a company called Influencer, which is spelled I-N-F-L-C-R. Which,
all caps.
Yeah. Very hard to say that way. So Influencer is
just
the way
influencer.
To go. But I just think it's a really cool idea. They're hosting what amounts to a job fair, basically, on August 22nd, which is an in-person event where student-athletes of any sport at UNC, any varsity sport, can meet with local businesses, national businesses, even international businesses face-to-face to really discuss some of these NIL deals. And when you think about the NIL timeline, it first came about last summer, and that was really when some of the COVID restrictions were still in place. This is really one of the first times we've seen sort of an NIL expo, really, just in person meeting with a bunch of interested businesses. I think it's a really good opportunity for the student athletes.
Yeah, and I understand that there's also like an app where they can be communicating back and forth. And the thing that I like most about this is that they were very upfront and clear that this is for all 800 student athletes.
Yeah.
This is not just a football, basketball thing.
Yeah, and that's how someone on the outside looking in might view it. You know, oh, Armando Bacot, you know, Jacoby Criswell, Drake May, they're going to be, you know, raking in all the money. But really, this is going to make a huge difference for maybe a volleyball player or a women's lacrosse player who's struggling with expenses. And you said it, the fact that it's available to all 28 varsity sports, 800-plus student athletes, it's really well done, I think.
Yeah, it was nice reading about it. It seemed like it was a way to put some parameters around this whole NIL thing and give a little bit more opportunity for equity, at least.
Yeah, and they were very careful to say that UNC is not directly involved in the NIL negotiations. The app is only there to sort of get the ball rolling, and then they take their hands off.
Exactly. We've got about a minute left. Is there anything that you wanted to mention that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, I will say that it's going to be a very exciting season for UNC sports. A lot of the programs are ranked or very close to being ranked, and I feel like it's something that UNC students shouldn't take lightly, that all of these programs are nationally competitive. This is really an amazing time to be following UNC athletics. All the programs, or a good chunk of the programs, are really going to be competing for national championships. I think it's going to be an exciting season.
Some of the best athletes in the country and in the world right here in Chapel Hill. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yep. Thank you, Andy.